Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. This is Jude Albright, and I thank you for joining me for Love Your Addiction. I'm sure that you're aware that everything on this planet has a life, is energetic, is a vibration, and addictions have a life of their own too. So what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to show you ways to recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. And I'm wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? Well, what about your rightness? When you love something, like an addiction, and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. When you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept addictions and give them love, you are better able to see what they've been trying to show you about you. So with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. Well, today we are going to be looking at what is the I am presence and how does it relate to addictions? Do you know that I am are two of the most powerful words in our language? They create a statement, validating and affirming that which you are. And as a powerful creator, anything coming after those words becomes your reality because you have declared it so. So why would you keep saying at AA meetings, I'm an alcoholic or an addict? Could those very words be keeping you stuck in addictive behaviors? I'm asking you to think about that. Please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or call in at 516-453-9181 with your insights and questions. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life. I know I certainly do. So let's get each other there. Let's get rid of our control issues, the depressions, hatreds, angers, despair, and lack, all of which, by the way, contribute to addictions. I am, notice I said, I am not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. I am, I'm saying it again, I am simply a messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for your life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. I can be reached at beingrecovered.net, beingrecovered.net. My judealbright.com is still under construction and has been for a while. But please join me with your conversation on facebook.com/loveyouraddiction. Well, like Martin Luther King, who we celebrate today, I too have a dream. And that is one of peaceful coexistence on this planet, of all peoples, animals, and things, and of course, with Mother Earth herself. In order to make that our reality, we as a group consciousness have the opportunity to make this our reality, because it's all about our beliefs, which we create by our emotions, which create our thoughts, which create our beliefs, which create our experiences. I'm going to say that again. Our emotions create our thoughts, which create our beliefs, which create our experiences. And part of that creation is the I am presence, the declaration of I am. And for those of you who are not sure that you really know what the I am presence is, I'm going to give you a quote from Saint Germain, and this is what he says, quote, "When you say and feel, I am, you release the spring of eternal, everlasting life to flow on its way unmolested. In other words, you open wide the door to its natural flow. When you say, I am not, you shut the door in the face of this mighty energy." So Saint Germain is calling the I am presence the mighty energy. When you think of the expression I am, it means that you know you have God power expressing in your life. Therefore, all the words that come after the I am, you are affirming that you are. Because, as Saint Germain said, it is mighty energy. So when you say, I am love, you naturally draw loving experiences to you. And when you keep repeating, I am an addict, you draw addict experiences to you. Would you keep repeating, I am cancer, after you've been diagnosed? Well, I'm going to say this again. I said this earlier in the introduction. Does it make sense? How does repeating, I am an alcoholic, continually at AA meetings help your recovery? A lot to think about, isn't it? So, I am asking you, who are you? I'm going to say that again. Who are you? And let me tell you who I am first. That might help you. I am wonderful, fabulous, abundant, beautiful, and loving. And if you can't say that about yourself, what if it's time to change your I ams? What if you are in need of a reboot? Now, some of you who are not able to make the statement that I just made will think that it is arrogant of me to say that, to, quote, toot my own horn. But I will assure you that there was a time in my life when I couldn't say those things about myself because I really didn't feel comfortable with who I was. Today, I know I'm wonderful, fabulous, abundant, beautiful, and loving. And with that being loving, I am also love and lovable. And you know what? I know that you are too. So let's start out with, why do you think you can't say the same things that I just said about me? Why do you think you can't say those about you? Is there some belief holding you back? I would venture to think there is. Does that belief include things that you learned when you were younger? Maybe things that you were told as a kid, that you were worthless, that you'd never grow up to be anything? All of those things impact us today, and they impact the I am presence, because absolutely everything that you declare after the words I am, you are sending that energy out into the universe so that it will bring back those experiences to you. Okay. Let's say that you have been diagnosed with cancer. I am not saying that you should never say that you have cancer. There comes a point in any situation that occurs in your life for it to be necessary for you to be honest with yourself. And then if you think there's something wrong, then comes forgiveness if you believe that you have been harmful to you. I'm not talking about to anybody else. I am highlighting you. So let's look at how I am relates to addictions. Okay, first of all, it's necessary for you to be honest with yourself, to admit that, I am an addictive personality. I am involved with shopping addictively or drinking addictively or drugging or sexing or gambling or angering, whatever the issue is. There are so many addictions. And as I've said many times on this show, your addictions are your distractions, withholding you from the magnificence of who you really are. So you need to admit that there is a problem. I drink too much. I do too many drugs. And also, to know, because you do know this deep down inside, whether you want to admit it or not, if you have a problem with addictions, to know that I am not myself when I do these things. Now, to say I am not responsible for my choices is ridiculous, because you are responsible for every choice that you make. Without judgment. Stop judging things as right or wrong. We're here to look at what's right about addictions. So once you have admitted there is a problem, you have to do something about it. So first of all, stop judging it. And go for help, whatever that means to you. There are many, many ways of getting help. You can go into treatment. You can ask your religious leaders, your ministerial associations for counseling. You can go to outpatient treatment. You can find an addiction recovery coach. You can go to AA. However, it is very self-defeating to continually affirm over and over again, I am an addict, I am an alcoholic, I am a shopaholic, I am a workaholic, whatever the issue is. Because, just because you affirm, I am an alcoholic, and that's the easiest example for me to use right now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go back to drinking if you have been sober for, let's say, 20 years at AA. But what it does mean is that by saying and repeating over and over again for 20 years, I am an alcoholic, that you will create alcoholic behavior or addictive behavior in yourself. And I know, and I'm sure you know, many, many people in 12-step programs who have been clean and sober from their drug or addiction of choice, but they still act like assholes. They still act like they were using, like they were not in a recovery program, even though they claim to be. Now, what's the solution? Well, there are many solutions, but one solution might be for you to affirm, for you to say, for you to declare, for you to scream it from the rooftops, for you to write it down, for you to put it on your Facebook page, whatever grabs you, to declare, I am a divine, loving being playing the game of Earth. I am the creator of my experiences. I am powerful. The best way to rewrite your future is to make these declarations and also to ask questions. So, what if you were to ask yourself questions like, what am I capable of creating that I have never, ever considered? Or, what else can I create that would add to my greatness? Because you know you are great, even though you may not feel it right now. And if you do feel it, fabulous. Affirm it, yell it, scream it, tell the world. Or another question might be, what stupidity am I using to avoid the future I could be choosing? I doubt whether anyone who is in an addictive process really wants to be there. Many times when we are there, we feel like we're trapped. We feel like we are powerless. But I'm talking reality here. I'm talking truth. We are not powerless over anything because, as I said earlier, it is our emotions which create our thoughts, which create our beliefs, which create our experiences. So it is your belief about yourself, what you declare you are by saying, I am. That's what creates your future. So I'm going to ask you again, who are you? Ask yourself, who am I? And you might be surprised at what shows up. Stuff that you have been blocking. Stuff, wonderful stuff about you that you have been hiding. Because when you declare, I am lovable, I am a lover of life, I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am peaceful. I am joyful. And I am abundant. I am free to be me. Now, anybody involved in the addictive process right now certainly probably doesn't believe it. And I didn't either when I was going through my shit. I see that we have a couple people who have called in, and so I am going to click on someone with an area code 850. I am clicking you on right now. Are you there, 850? Are you there? I just heard a faint sound, but I haven't actually heard words. Would you say something, please? Okay, I am going to unclick you, and I am going to click you on again and see if that will make a difference. Okay, I am clicking 850 on again, and let's see if this time we can bring you on live. That would be wonderful. And no, we just got rid of you. I'm really sorry. If you have a question you might or a comment, you might want to go to the chat room, because I really welcome anything. Now, there is also somebody else who has been holding for a couple of minutes. So I am going to click on you.
Hello.
And hello, we hear you. How are you?
Yes.
Yes. Do you have a comment, a question?
Who are you?
Who am I? My name is Jude Albright, and this is Love Your Addiction. Who are you?
What do you want?
What do I want? I don't want anything. You were holding on the switchboard and clicked on. If you don't have any question, then I will unclick you.
Where is she?
Pardon?
Where is she now?
Where is she
I
now?
Need to speak to
I'm sorry, but I think we have a connection that isn't working. Okay, so let's get back to what I was talking about in terms of the who am I. There have been some very strange things happening with Blog Talk Radio, and I suspect that the last person that that I tried to bring on board maybe was attempting to get onto another show, and something happened. I really don't know. And it's interesting how we have experiences like that, isn't it? Okay, so I have been talking about honesty and really, really understanding with yourself that everything that you declare after the I am validates who you are. And again, I am saying, be honest with yourself initially, but don't stay stuck in it. For example, if you are sad and feeling the loss because a loved one has died, there's nothing wrong with saying, I am sad. Don't judge it. Just allow that energy to flow through you so that it can leave. But if you are saying, a couple of years after that loved one has passed, if you are still saying, I am sad, you might want to look at changing the I am to something a little bit more powerful and not verbalizing out loud the fact that you continue to be sad. Some people say, oh, I'm sick, I'm so sick. I'm always sick. I always catch such and such. What you are doing is validating that sickness and bringing it to you. If you were diagnosed with cancer, would you keep validating after you had been healed or in remission? Would you keep validating, I am cancer, I am cancer? I think not. That would be ridiculous. So, for those of you who are still validating that you are an addict of some sort, even if you've been in recovery for many years, question your motivation. Question what is going on that you need to say these things. I would like to take this opportunity to invite those of you listening and living in the California area to let you know that on the weekend of January 27th, 28th, and 29th, along with Sharon Wyckoff, who I have done many radio programs with, we are going to be presenting a weekend seminar that is going to be designed around how spiritual people design their lives, how to live the spiritual life, what exactly does that mean, and I will be talking about love your addiction, including the I am presence that we have spent talking about on this show. So anybody who is interested can go on Sharon Ann Wyckoff, SharonAnnWyckoff.com, and go to the events page, and you will see all of the information. And I would love it if you'd register. I'd love to meet you in I would love to meet you in person. So I'm asking you, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle and be that lover for the addict who you love? What I am can you declare? What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. We are all energetic beings with our emotions and our thoughts. And as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet. So could we all take this opportunity to send love to anyone in pain right now on the planet, and also their loved ones who are also in pain? And we can do this in honor of Martin Luther King. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you, all of those I am words. Please make the world a better place with you in it, and love those addictions, and love your I am presence for helping you to be a more responsible creator. Thanks for listening. I send you my love. I am love. And I say, bye.